Hello everyone, I'm Big Fish. Elon Musk just personally confirmed that the latest Tesla allows you to use your phone while driving. The reason is crazy. Instead of letting you manually multitask while driving, let AI help you watch the road. But don't celebrate too soon, this is actually a dangerous transitional trap. Technically, the car might allow it, but legally, it's still dangerous driving. When technology moves faster than the law, how can you avoid this ticket? Don't miss today's exciting content. Okay, let's go. Tesla's stock closed at $454.48 on Thursday, up $7.74 for the day, a 1.73% increase, with a trading volume of 70.85 million shares. Part 1. Is it okay to use your phone with FSD enabled? Do you dare to brazenly use your phone to reply to messages while driving, and even under the watchful eyes of the police? In the past, this would definitely be suicidal or a sure way to get a ticket. But just now, Musk dropped a bombshell on X, personally confirming a new change that will make all Tesla owners excited but send traffic police's blood pressure soaring. In the latest FSD v14.2.1 version, the car actually allows you to use your phone. Is this liberating our hands, or pushing us to the edge of a cliff? Today, let's talk about this crazy yet realistic topic. Here's the thing. Everyone knows that Tesla's driver monitoring system is notoriously strict. If your eyes wander even slightly, a blue warning appears, and in serious cases, it will directly disable the system. But recently, a prominent figure in the Tesla community noticed something was amiss. While using the latest FSD v12.1, he realized he had been looking down at his phone for quite some time, and the system hadn't made a sound, completely failing to instruct him to put his hands back on the steering wheel or look at the road. He couldn't help but ask Musk on X, "Can I now text while driving with FSD?" Musk's reply was very brief, but contained a huge amount of information. He said it depends on the surrounding traffic conditions. Yes, in simpler terms, this means that if the road conditions are simple and FSD thinks it can handle it, you can play on your phone, and FSD won't bother you. This isn't the first time Musk has expressed this view. At the recent shareholders' meeting, he mentioned a very interesting but also controversial point. He said that many drivers, in order to reply to messages, choose to turn off FSD and drive manually, typing with one hand, and then turn FSD back on after replying to the message. In Musk's view, this is the most dangerous thing to do. Instead of being distracted by manual driving, it's better to let the powerful neural network watch the road while you focus on replying to your messages. Doesn't this sound very practical, with that kind of engineering mindset? But everyone, I'm going to pour a big bucket of cold water on this. What Musk said is possible because he has confidence in his own neural network technology. It's permissible from a technical standpoint, but this doesn't mean it's permissible from a legal standpoint. You have to understand that no matter how powerful FSD is, it is still legally defined as a level 2 driver assistance system. What does this mean? It means that the human being sitting in the driver's seat is 100% responsible for the safety of the vehicle. The car's software might not punish you for using your phone, but the local police won't care whether you're using iOS 3 or iOS 14. Just last week, the Vancouver Police Department posted a warning on X, formerly Twitter, stating that they issued 20 tickets for distracted driving in just 1 hour. They specifically called out Tesla owners, emphasizing that Tesla's FSD is a supervised system, not true autonomous driving, and that drivers must be ready to take over at any time. Imagine this scenario: you're driving with FSD v14.2.1, hands off the wheel, replying to messages, and the car is driving smoothly. Suddenly, red and blue flashing lights appear outside your window, and the police pull you over. You tell the police that Musk said it's okay to do this. Do you think the police will give Musk a pass, or will they give you a ticket? If you're unlucky enough to have an accident, the court will absolutely hold you fully responsible, because in the eyes of the law, you're a dangerous driver using your phone while driving. This won't change in the short term, so we are currently in a very awkward transitional period. Technically, Tesla's FSD may indeed be 10 times safer than a distracted human driver. Musk's logic is that reducing the accident rate is the bottom line. If the system is strong enough, it should reduce human intervention. This is about eliminating perceived safety and pursuing true safety. However, at the regulatory level, the law is still stuck in the old era of keeping your hands on the steering wheel and your eyes on the road. This is understandable. After all, entrusting your life to software is a huge leap. So my advice to everyone is simple. If you're lucky enough to use the latest FSD version and enjoy the ease it brings, that's fine. But I still recommend keeping your phone on a mount and just glancing at it occasionally. Don't treat it like your living room sofa, because even if FSD can help you avoid potholes on the road, it can't help you avoid a ticket from the police. So, do you think regulations should allow drivers to use their phones while FSD is enabled? Or do you think it's simply playing with fire? Leave your thoughts in the comments below. I'll bring you more of the latest news. If you like this sharing, please like and subscribe. This is the second part of my contribution on FSD in Europe and America. The next thing we're going to talk about, if it were 2 or 3 years ago, I would definitely say it's an April Fool's joke. But now it's December 2025, and all of this is really happening. Do you know what the attitude of mainstream media like the Wall Street Journal towards Tesla and Musk was in the past? They were scrutinizing everything with a magnifying glass. If there was even a minor problem with autonomous driving, the headlines would be sensational. But just yesterday, the Wall Street Journal published an in-depth FSD experience article that made me want to stand up and applaud. At the same time, on the other side of the world in Europe, FSD is challenging a hellish level of difficulty. In addition, in the Wall Street prediction market, crazy. The data is also fluctuating wildly. Let's first look at this article from the Wall Street Journal, the title of which is directly, I used to hate driving, but a self-driving car finally taught me how to let go. This wasn't written by some tech blogger. It's a heartfelt confession. The author says that in September of this year, a few days before the federal electric vehicle tax credit expired, he traded in his old Mazda 3, which he had driven for 7.5 years, for a new Mazda equipped with the latest hardware. Furthermore, the following passage is so evocative of that feeling of man and machine becoming one that I have to read it to you. He says, "For someone like me who likes to be in control of everything, surrendering is never easy. But when I sat in the car and surrendered to the code and sensors, I felt a sense of liberation." Notice the two words he used. Liberation. These mainstream media editors have finally experienced the feeling that old Tesla owners have been talking about for hundreds of times. He even gave it an extremely high rating, saying that the current FSD is better than a private driver. Why? Because human drivers, even professional ones, inevitably have emotions, get tired, complain about traffic jams, and get nervous when they see brake lights. But FSD doesn't. The author describes it as never tiring, never panicking, and never wavering. It simply drives with quiet confidence and almost perfect composure. At this point, some people might say, American roads are wide and straight, so of course FSD is confident. Let it try driving in the old city centers of Europe. Quote, hey, you know what? Tesla actually did just that. Just at the same time that the Wall Street Journal published its article, in Rome, the eternal city and a stronghold of Italian culture, FSD welcomed a special tester, Rome Mayor Roberto Galtieri. Anyone who has been to Rome knows that the traffic there is an absolute nightmare for autonomous driving. Ancient, narrow streets, roundabouts within roundabouts, and motorcycles zipping everywhere, it's definitely a hellish challenge. But what was the result? The mayor and transportation officials personally boarded the vehicle to test FSD's ability to handle complex road conditions in Rome. A well-known analyst exclaimed in Italian on X, "It's wonderful." More importantly, the mayor's evaluation after the test was very significant. He said, "We positively evaluate any innovation that can improve road safety." This means that the rigid regulatory doors in Europe are being opened by FSD's capabilities, and this enthusiasm is not limited to government officials. Ordinary Europeans are also getting involved. The latest news confirms that due to overwhelming demand, Tesla has decided to extend the FSD supervised driving experience program in Europe, which was originally scheduled to end soon, for another 3 months, until the end of March 2026. Current information shows that several countries, including Germany, France, and Italy, have updated the event dates. In Stuttgart, Cologne, Frankfurt, and Dusseldorf in Germany, you can now register to participate in this event and let the Tesla team take you on a real-world driving experience of what the future of driving looks like. This shows that although Europeans say they enjoy the pleasure of manual driving, their actions speak louder than words. To be honest, when this technology is actually presented, everyone wants to witness this small miracle firsthand. Since the technology has gained trust in the United States and passed both official and private tests in Europe, the most pressing question is, when can we truly take our hands off the wheel and not even need supervision? The capital market's intuition is always the sharpest. Just now, a major piece of data emerged from SEA, a well-known prediction market platform in the United States. The market believes that the probability of Tesla launching unsupervised fully autonomous driving before next summer has soared to 50%. Some friends might say, only 50%? Isn't that just a coin toss? Quote, brother, you're underestimating this 50%. For unsupervised FSD, a technology that can completely disrupt the global transportation industry and rewrite a century of human travel, the market daring to give it a 50-50 chance, and the time frame being as short as next summer, what does this represent? It means that smart money has begun to believe that the legendary robotaxi moment is no longer an unattainable science fiction story, but is right at our doorstep. Finally, let's look at what the competitors are doing. A comparison makes it even more interesting. Just now, Waymo also announced its expansion plan, starting tests in 4 new cities in the United States: Baltimore, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. Sounds promising, right? But Waymo's expansion model is still the old routine. First, send people to drive around and create high-definition maps, and then the autonomous driving fleet takes over. This is the ultimate showdown between two different approaches. On one side, Waymo is meticulously and cautiously creating maps, advancing steadily like a sweeping machine. On the other side, Tesla is already navigating the chaotic traffic of Rome without relying on high-definition maps, using AI to understand road conditions directly, and is expected to be completely hands-free by next summer. Therefore, looking at these events that have unfolded in the past few days, it's practically a perfect storm. First, on the user experience level, the Wall Street Journal acknowledges that FSD can bring about a sense of liberation. Second, on the technical verification level, the mayor of Rome proves that it can conquer the most chaotic streets. Third, on the market demand level, European citizens are frantically booking extended 3-month Tesla test drives. Fourth, on the competitive comparison level, while competitors are still manually creating maps, the capital market is already betting on Tesla's era of autonomous driving. When the most conservative media outlets start talking about letting go of control, when the most chaotic cities begin to embrace AI drivers, and when capital starts betting on autonomous driving, we know that autonomous driving is getting closer and closer to us. This is the charm of technology. It not only changes the way we move, but it can also cure our road rage and even change the way we view control. Finally, Musk said that if he had to choose between censorship and losses, he would choose the latter. We will defend freedom of speech and will never compromise or accept censorship. Thank you for taking the time to watch my video. Please share your thoughts in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu. Follow me for more timely and accurate information.